At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 31st. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we got a whiskey coming out of Hudson Whiskey, or Tulhuttown Distillery. They make a Hudson whiskey. I don't really like the fact that they call themselves different from their whiskey. It just confuses me, but I understand why they do it. But it's Tulhuttown Spirits in Gardner, New York. So, down near the Hudson Valley. They are owned by William Grant & Sons. So, just so you know that, for some transparency stuffs. But, Michael, what you got to say for the kids?
Hudson Valley whiskey is very, like, underappreciated because the water is amazing and it drives a lot of good spirits. And New York whiskey's slowly starting to become more of a face in the industry. But the Hudson Valley is got a slew of different really solid distilleries. So, if you haven't tried it, please do.
So this one is called Backroom Deal, which is their New York straight rye whiskey, which is technically considered an Empire Rye. We can get into some of the categorizations of what whiskey categories are. Empire Rye is one of the newer ones. It requires, I believe, 75% of the grains that are in the whiskey to be made, or the rye within the whiskey, to come from New York.
At a minimum.
So, yeah, at least 75%. There's some other qualifications there that make it Empire Rye as well, which we can get into in a different episode. But that's what this is. It's an Empire New York straight rye whiskey, and it's finished in a peated scotch barrel. We don't have any information on the distillery that they got the peated scotch barrel from, but I would assume that it would be one probably owned by William Grant & Sons just because of the logistics behind doing that. What they do is they age their whiskey. They send it over to a distillery to age scotch in, peated scotch in, and then once that's done, they bring that barrel back to the States and they finish it for a certain amount of time. I would probably assume like 6 months to get that finished of that peated finishing to it. How many times can I say finish in one sentence? But that's what we got here. So cool product. I'm interested to try it. I want to say I've tried it before once, but I didn't. I don't remember it, which probably isn't a great sign. I went to a liquor store around me, and honestly, they didn't really have a ton of good options. So I saw this on there. I didn't feel like going to a different store because I was tight on time. So I picked this one up. So I have zero expectations for this. We have had a couple of their, or one of their products before, right?
Yes.
Big Lights, Big Town, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Something like that, yellow label. It's definitely not called that. It's called something similar, but we've had one of their products before. I did like it. I just don't know how I'm going to like this because I feel like sometimes they overemphasize the peat and it kind of comes off a little weird. Rye's going to be interesting. $65.
$65
brother.
At $65.
That's a tough market.
That's a tough market. Okay.
Label branding. I like it. It's kind of short and stout, you know. What do you think? It's different.
Wish it was longer.
Pause. So what, like, it's not a very impressive bottle. If you see it on the shelf, you're just like, oh, it's cute. And then you kind of walk on. Like, I wouldn't say that this, nothing's jumping out of this. And it's like, wow, I really need this.
No, and it's black, white, and gray. It's right. The most, like, vague color scheme. however, if you understand and or have any prior experience with Hudson Valley whiskey, then you're like, oh, okay, I know what this is, and it's actually worth, like, looking at and reading the label and so on and so forth. So I still feel like it's, you know, worth checking out. But if you know nothing and you're just walking into a store blind, nothing about this is catching your attention.
Yeah.
Label branding for me, I'm going C-.
Oh, I like that call. Let's go C-. I'm going to try to dig this bad boy out over here. The top of their cork has a ridge on it, kind of like a cutting board where you don't want the steak juices to fall off. And this particular plastic covering, the end of it is directly in that little ridge that would catch all the steak juices. So it's nearly impossible to rip open with your fingernail right now.
Interesting.
So we're having fun, but this is all part of that label branding process, is the opening experience. And currently right now, I'm never buying another bottle. No, I'm just kidding. It's just an unfortunate coincidence, but I got it. We're ripping that open.
There it is.
We got it. It is real cork.
Real cork.
It's a cool top to it too.
Nice.
Love that. Little HWNY, Hudson Whiskey, New York. Love that. And they kind of pride themselves on bold yet refined, artful yet unapologetic. That's kind of their like tagline here, because New York is bold, so we might as well make our whiskey bold. That's what they say.
I spilled it everywhere, so that's fine.
Love that. What about the pouring experience? Did you like it?
It's short and stout, so it's a little difficult.
It is, right? It comes out real quick. Pause. Heavy pause. Okay, so we're a disaster.
We literally need paper towels.
You're fine. You have one dot. Just lick it up. Be a
dude,
man.
It's under the bottle,
it's
bro.
It's fine. What do we do for label branding?
Flood of the table, bro.
What do we do for
this? We want C-.
I agree.
All right.
Oh, this is 95 rye, 5% malted barley, too, for y'all.
You smell the rye. It almost is so heavy on the rye, it smells like rubber.
It does smell a lot like rubber. Rubber and kind of like a menthol, right? Are you getting a menthol smell to it, too? Interesting. And a little skunky?
There's like
rubbing alcohol too. Like this is a interesting nose.
There's like fig, wet grass,
dry erase marker. A little meaty, I guess. Like
if
like
you
a
combined,
steak.
If you combined a lot of writing utensils and threw it into one like old school like 1990s lunch box or
melted
like,
crayons,
like box, you know, that like held all your utensils, and then you open that plastic box that had like the rivets on the top of the lid. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's what this smells like. It smells like a bunch of combined writing utensils. I'm getting wax. I'm getting all
what's
sorts
your
of things.
What's your thoughts though?
It's not off.
It kind of smells a little dusty too. Like this is a weird nose.
Yeah.
I would say weird. Like you said, it's not off putting.
It smells like
weird.
An attic of a South Buffalo apartment that nobody wants to buy anymore and rent out.
Yeah.
Because it's too much work and it needs a roof. I feel like this nose is like it's a C+. It doesn't shy you away from wanting it. It's like reverse psychology. It's like, I'm going to throw you all of our worsts so that you want to try it.
But it's not off-putting, though.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's not off. It's like, it makes you want to, like, enjoy the initial taste. I'm still going C+.
Yeah.
In the world of all whiskeys, it's just you're really going to rate this. Yeah, it's a C+. Let's be real.
It's just very fascinating because I agree with you. Nothing here kind of shies you away from it, but also nothing here is pulling you into it. So if you had a tasting class and you had six whiskeys and you smell this one, it's like, I'm going to try this one last because it's either going to crush my palate or not taste like anything.
Well, cheers. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. This tastes like interesting barbecue that I'm eating while camping in Allegheny State Park.
Ooh. Brought back a memory or something like that?
A little bit. Like, what did Uncle Roger just cook? You know? Like, are you trying a new barbecue sauce out right now? Like, what's happening? Did you put in some different flavored chips that you were smoking with the meat? This tastes like a barbecued meat.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Yeah, it tastes very sea salty, in my opinion. Almost a little medicinal, like a little iodine, like Band-Aid type taste. I think it's okay. I'm not off-put by it. I wasn't necessarily
$65?
Expecting this. Yeah, I wasn't necessarily expecting this taste based off of the nose. It is very, I don't want to say vinegary, but like almost that like Carolina barbecue sausage you're saying, where it's very vinegary.
Sea check.
Yeah, I would go C plus. So let's go C check plus.
All right.
I don't hate this. Is this going to be something we'll get to it? But $65 for that's a different story. But I don't hate this.
A C check plus.
Does that make sense?
It's got to be C minus then.
For what?
Initial taste.
C check plus, bro.
A C check plus. That equates to a C-.
There's no equates in our logic. We've done over 200 of these before. There is no this equals this.
All right. Ending note.
Honestly, sweet. Very sweet.
Sweet victory.
It's sweet. I'm getting a lot of caramel, little sugar. The peat kind of goes away. Like, the whole scotch experience here,
it doesn't exist.
I feel like this is so shocking to me because you got peat in the last one, but you're not getting peat in here. There's not a lot of peat in here, but it's very sea salty in this one.
This is made in Hudson Valley, New York, and you're talking about sea salt. Yeah, and you're ripping me for no peat?
Because of the scotch, bro.
Cut it out.
What a loser.
As soon as this crossed our borders, probably wide open, all the peat went away. That's not all true. The sea salt went away. That's not doesn't true. Exist.
I think that this is
getting nothing on the ending note. Nothing.
I'm getting a lot of sea salt, sugar, and caramel on the back end.
I'll go with wood sugar. That's it. I'm going a D plus on this ending note. Come at me.
D plus? That might be a low money stride. So you like that? You know, really? Like the initial taste.
You
more?
Think this is? You think this is a C minus or above? Out of 200 whiskey reviews, this is a C minus or above on the ending note. Drink that again, and that's a C minus or above. That's a D plus, my bud. D plus.
I don't hate it.
We're not getting paid. D
I know
plus.
We're 100% open with all of our ratings.
Yes,
I'll trash it. But I don't think this is bad.
I'm not trashing it. Listen, there's just nothing to it.
I understand that.
D plus. Read the disclaimer on our website.
But Ellicottville Rye, when we tried that one, that was like an F. Like, I'm not putting that in here.
I'm not either. That's what I'm saying. D plus.
I don't think that this is as bad as a lot. I think D here's check. The thing. Again, things don't equate to anything here. We can do D check check. I'm okay with that. Or okay. D plus plus.
D plus plus. I agree. Compromise.
Thank God.
Dude. D plus plus.
D plus plus. I'm not. Here's the thing. When I drink my whiskey, and this goes for a lot of our reviews, so you can kind of have an understanding of where we're coming from with a lot of our ratings. I don't like Kentucky whiskey. That's all out there. I'm not a huge fan of like the extremely oaky, vanilla, caramel, like very traditional across all the Kentucky whiskey products. This presents to me a different flavor note that I don't hate, but I don't love. So that's why I'm going with I was leaning more towards the C, because this isn't something that I would never drink. Like, it's in my house, I'll drink it, but I'm not buying it. D for me is like, I'm not even buying it. F is I'm setting the distillery on fire. Like, that's where I'm getting at here. So I don't know if I would go D, But I understand where you're coming from, because this isn't a very impressive product. It's very weird. It's off-putting. There's some different flavors in there. But again, I'm going to drink this whole bottle because I have it, but I'm not going to buy it again. Like, D, if you rated something a D, would that mean that you just don't drink any more of it? Like, what is your D compared to a C? What is your D? Are you a thick D? Are you sure?
My D is just being honest about where it stands.
No, because I know, like, I'm comparing from a buying standpoint.
You know, I'd still buy it because it's a D, but I'm understanding where it is in the world. I make a cocktail out of it because I'm comparing this to a Belvini 14 Caribbean cask because we reviewed it.
Well, that's not fair, though.
It is, because I'm comparing this to everything I've ever tried in my life, and I'm honestly rating where this stands. It is a D on the ending note. A D on the end, because I've had so many whiskeys. It's a D. In my professional, certified bourbon dude's opinion, D on the ending note. On the ending note. I'm not talking about anything else. Yeah. Ending note. D. It's flat. There's nothing to it. Wood sugar is the only thing I can pull out of this. I'm a certified bourbon steward. D. I'm comparing this to everything we've ever tried, which is over 200 products around the world, including the Japanese. You know what I mean? Like, it's a D. It's a D for me, bro.
We've tried 200 whiskey, over 200 whiskeys. I would probably put this in, like, between 75 and 50, like the bottom 75 and 50.
1,000%,
yeah.
Which is a D, bro.
To me, that's a C. So, like, that's like a lower level C minus.
That's Thad Castle's ideology right there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Anywho.
Final rating. Give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1. 71.
Yeah, 70.5.
Love that.
Exactly. So.
You know what a 70 is?
Don't even say C.
A C, bro. A C, bro. Okay.
Would you have this in your...
I love you, dude.
I love you, too. Would you have this in your collection?
I would, because I have it in your collection. You saw that one coming. No. Shocker, no. I really wouldn't.
Return it.
Yeah, right. I don't like this. Take it back.
Trades, he's at another sample bottle. Come on, you know the rep.
I don't think that this is something that I would buy again. I'm not having this in my collection.
No, I'm not having this in my collection.
It's not a staple piece where it's something that you see on the shelf and you get excited about.
Yeah.
It's not like a Pappy where, even though it sucks,
no,
you're having it on the shelf for the allure of the bottle. This does nothing for me. It's short. It's a short bottle. So if you're putting it next to other bottles too, like... This doesn't look good next to that.
Here's next to Maker's Mark.
This doesn't look good next to either of those.
No. Now, here's the thing. If I own the liquor store, rep comes in, this is part of their portfolio, and I try it. Okay. What other options are there? That's the next question. That follows us up, because you're trying to figure out what else do they have. I see potential, but this isn't on my shelf.
Yeah.
Like, this is not going on my shelf. What else do you have? We got to figure it out. Let's compromise. Because to me, for $65, I mean, we just talked about Johnny Walker 15 years at 70 right. bones. We're at 65. We're in the same ballpark. And you're giving me this?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I definitely would not.
No, thanks.
I think that this is in the same boat as, remember when we reviewed Nick Offerman's Lagavulin that was aged in the Caribbean cask?
The Caribbean, and it was terrible.
And we're like, those two don't go together.
No, it was awful.
I think rye and scotch don't go well together.
Yeah.
Like, this whole combination just was not a very good experiment.
No. Yeah! No, failed.
Sorry, guys, if you're listening to this because we tag you in this video, sorry.
You have good skews.
We're not a fan of this product. The yellow label was great. I love the yellow label. I feel like they just missed the mark on.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we'll see you next week. Derek, take us out.
Please remember to always drink responsibly, be a good person, and Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.